Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 55 degrees. A police standoff in downtown Wichita ended without a serious incident.
Began when Wichita police were notified by Derby police of a number of Facebook posts from a 17-year-old. Wichita police officer Charlie Davidson says one of the photos showed the individual with a handgun. KSN News reports police were able to track the man down at around 4:30 Wednesday. They found him armed with a gun as he ran into a vacant building in the 100 block of North Main. Hostage negotiators and a SWAT team were called in to assist. A canine unit was also used to take the suspect into custody without a major incident at around 6:30. Authorities say the man was transported to a hospital to be treated for a minor bite wound and to receive a mental health evaluation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
As Hurricane Irma threatens to take away livelihoods and homes, people in the path face another menace, price gouging.
Gasoline above $3 a gallon, water bottles for $18 a case. Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle says she's fielded hundreds of complaints in advance of Hurricane Irma.
There are charlatans in this world, and there are carpetbaggers who will come and prey on people who are thirsty, desperate, and in need.
The state has opened a hotline for people who feel victimized, and every complaint, she says, will be investigated. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Miami.
The 11-day run of the Kansas State Fair begins tomorrow in Hutchinson. Fair General Manager Susan Sankey tells KNSS News the fair is constantly evaluating its facilities.
We have 280 acres that make up the whole fairgrounds, including the free parking lots that we have. But the fairgrounds proper has about anywhere from 70 to 90 buildings, depending on how you count those.
Sankey says those buildings' conditions range from poor to very good. More than 350,000 visitors are expected for this year's fair, which runs through Sunday, September 17th. This evening, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is going to hold a second public session. Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell says it has to do with groundwater contamination in the Hayesville area and the dry cleaner remediation program.
They've actually included the county this time, and we'll have members from the Environmental Department down there, along with state legislators and members from KDHE. So hopefully residents down in the area of impact are going to have some more questions answered.
The contamination is attributed to the former American Cleaners site on West Grand Avenue in Hayesville from the 1970s through the 90s. The state says the city of Hayesville public water supply is not affected. That public meeting at 6 p.m. at the former Alternative Hayesville High School on Stewart Avenue. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran believes that allowing Dreamers, recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, to stay in the U.S. is a job for Congress to take care of.
I'm always for Congress doing its work, and this is an example. In my view, President Obama exceeded his authorities under the Constitution in his creation. Having said that, I want Congress to work together to find a constitutional, a practical, and a humanitarian solution to those who came to the United States who, not through their own volition, they came with their parents as young children.
President Trump gave Congress 6 months to find a solution before the program ends. After months of partisan stalemate over health care, the Senate Health and Education Committee has started bipartisan hearings on the matter. Today, senators will hear from several governors.
Governors from five states, three Republicans and two Democrats from across the country, will testify before the Senate Health Committee. The topic, how the Affordable Care Act is working in their states and how Congress can stabilize those individual insurance marketplaces. The bipartisan hearings that kicked off this week mark a return to normal committee order. Balanced next steps in an effort to find small legislative fixes to rising insurance costs after a very chaotic and explosive process on Capitol Hill just a few months ago. Mary Alice Parks, ABC News, Washington.
KNSS News Time, now 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And right now, out there in traffic, well, the traffic volume's still kind of light at this time, although things really starting to pick up out there. This morning, gasoline prices, the average is a little all over the place. The average price here in Wichita seems to be around $2.41, $2.42 a gallon, so it is still coming down bit by bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yet again, the radar is quiet. Not much happening across central Kansas, and it will stay that way today into tomorrow. We should warm up just a little bit as high pressure starts to move on off to the east. The high this afternoon, 86. Low pressure forms on the eastern side of the Rockies. That may send some clouds and a few showers toward us overnight, but most should stay to our west. Our low, 61. Friday's high, 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 53 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. One county in Florida is having an especially tough time with drugs. Today, part 6 of our special series, One Nation Overdosed.
Right now we're responding to a possible overdose call.
Manatee County, Florida is an area hard hit by the opioid epidemic. Every overdose call getting answered by EMS, police, and the fire department. I'm ABC Senior Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. This is One Nation Overdose. ABC News is riding with the first responder.
Right now, we're responding to a possible overdose call.
They arrived to find a young woman lifeless.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I gotta get my Narcan kit.
Narcan, perhaps a first responder's most powerful weapon in this crisis, used to reverse opioid overdoses.
Narcan's been administered.
In Manatee County, they've already administered 1,222 doses in the first 6 months of this year.
There we go.
The young woman is given a dose of Narcan, the one thing standing between her and death.
Can you hear me? Are you coming out of it?
This time, she's been given a second chance at life. And in Manatee County, like so many other communities, they've come to understand this is only where the battle begins. I'm Pierre Thomas, ABC News.
Tomorrow, our final report in our special series, One Nation Overdose, with Steve and Ted right here on KNSS. Another beautiful day across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 81 degrees. Normal high is 87. And as I was, I type up a forecast every morning based on what the forecast is for the day, of course, the weather forecast. And I have the same form. I use the same form from last Thursday. I just plug it into this Thursday.
Right.
And today I had, from last Thursday's forecast to this one, I had two keystrokes. The 1 degree temperature in the high and a 1 degree temperature in the low. I mean, it's a carbon copy of last Thursday. Wow. This has got to be one of the strangest weather patterns ever.
Well, they're talking about this high pressure ridge that's keeping the storms and stuff out of here. Usually that comes earlier in the summer and bakes us with 100-degree temperatures and no rain, and it just kind of came later this year and a milder, and it's keeping weather out, and the temperatures really aren't crazy.
And we were part of our news this morning. We were talking about starting the Kansas State Fair tomorrow, and looks like, at least for the first weekend, they're going to have a beautiful kickoff weekend.
Absolutely.
And then, they're like all things that like that, they're dependent on the weather to be good. But they're looking at that 11-day run, over 300,000 people up there in Hutchinson. Whew, man.
I really need to get out there. It's been too long since I've been to the Kansas State Fair.
Today is Thursday, September 7th, 2017. TV turns 90 today.
Turns 90.
It was on this date in 1927. That was the year that Babe Ruth hit the home runs.
Okay.
The year that Lindbergh flew the Atlantic.
A big year.
Big year.
Television.
The first electronic TV signal was transmitted, changing the way we look at things forever.
Hmm.
The man behind the feat was Philo T. Farnsworth, who died in 1971.
How long was the list of side effects on the pharmaceutical commercial that showed up that day?
Yeah, I don't know, man. If you remember the early days of TV, and I do, black and white, the screen, there was always lines going up, and it was crap. And in our lifetime, we've seen much improvement in TV. Not much else, but at least TV quality is really good.
So. Even in my lifetime, we've seen a dramatic increase in the how good television is. I still remember, pre-cable television days, and I don't remember black and white, but
they just said they transmitted a signal probably nothing on it. Probably not a camera racked up for, you know, a weather guy saying, well, gay, friends. But maybe. I wasn't there. I don't know. 1927. A new study says more than a quarter of adults cruise with booze. The travel search firm Kayak's survey found that 28% of adults say they find it impossible to enjoy a holiday without alcohol.
Oh.
28%. It also revealed that 10% of people have previously spent more on alcohol while on holiday than the cost of flights and accommodation. Wow. Figures come at a time when there's growing concern about drunken airline passengers causing disruptions on flights. Excess alcohol has also contributed to other problems for those on vacation. 7% admitting they have suffered an injury after drinking. 6% forgetting where their hotel was. 5% reporting vomiting on themselves. Oh, wow. I don't know about you, but when I get a little vacation time, I'm not going to booze it up.
Huh.
I'm going to try to be as active and fun as I can.
I would tell you what I did, you know, what I do on my vacation time, but that would require actually going somewhere on vacation.
Actually going to a destination or something.
Yeah, I have a tendency not to do that. I have time.
I haven't for a long time, I got to tell you. And a lot of times I take vacation, I go to visit relatives in another state or something like that.
Yeah.
How exciting.
I guess that would count. Do you booze it up when you go?
You get to go to other places? Well, yeah. Supply you with alcohol. A New Hampshire woman who had 84 Great Danes seized from her home has pleaded not guilty to 12 additional counts of animal cruelty. Authorities say they found the dogs living in filth and suffering from sores, infections, and other health problems. I'm sorry I'm talking about all this right when some of you may be picking up that first bite of scrambled eggs this morning. The additional charges allege that some dogs were held in a chain-link kennel with little lighting or ventilation, weren't provided water, and weren't treated for health issues. Do you remember the 84 Great Danes? Well, she's got some more problems to face there. It's 6:17 with Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's amazing. The kind of weather we're enjoying here in South Central and across Kansas right now, and the kind of weather that those people in Florida are looking at, with people already swindling people down there and buying up all the water from the shelves. I'm glad I don't live in Florida right now. It's there are times when my son lived in Pensacola for, 2-3 years. Went down there a couple of times, and that was beautiful. But it wasn't during hurricane season. And he showed me several buildings that we built those since the last hurricane, so. Hurricane season, Irma is heading toward Florida. That's going to be big news all weekend long.
Yeah, I've been talking with a friend who happens to be in Puerto Rico right now. And, we're kind of all hoping and waiting to see how things are going for him. Looks like he's in a good place. Looks like he's going to be all right.
Those Caribbean islands now, I saw something a while ago that at least 10 people have died.
Yeah.
In some of those smaller islands. So it's heading toward Florida.
In talking with him, I've said the same thing. I almost feel guilty about how good the weather is here stuff like that is happening.
Ugh. Spectacular.
That and Harvey.
All right, 6:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And I'll tell you what, we've been waiting for this day for a while, Ted, when we got the Kansas City Chiefs opening the football season right here on our radio station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, right?
Yeah, we are pretty pumped about the beginning of a new era of Kansas City Chiefs football. Your radio home for the Chiefs in Wichita is right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the first game of the season is tonight. The Chiefs get the honor, if it's an honor, to take on the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots to open up the entire NFL season.
And let's face it, they are good.
Well, they're expected to be very good. Again, that's why the Chiefs are a 9-point underdog going on the road tonight. We'll see how things progress as the NFL season gets going. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is ready to get the season going.
You love competition. If you're in this business, that's what you thrive on. So, and I tell you, both sides feel that way. The players, that's why these guys play the game. They want to play against the best.
There you go, Chiefs-Patriots. Tonight, the first game for the Chiefs right here on KNSS. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, will have the pregame show beginning at 6:30 this evening. Game will kick off at 7:30. Chiefs football right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Make sure you're tuned in tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow morning, it'll be a post-game report with Mitch starting our weekly Friday visits with Mitch at 8:15 every Friday morning. So tune in tomorrow for that. Chiefs Patriots tonight. In pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts began the playoffs last night. It was nice and quiet in Gary last night. Only 700 people showed up for game one of the playoffs. Wichita wins it 4-2. Nice job for Wichita to get good pitching last night and, more importantly, take a 1-0 lead in a short best-of-five series against the Gary South Shore Railcats. Game number two of that series is tonight, Wichita in Gary. Game three will be Saturday night in Wichita. Wingnuts off to a 1-0 lead in their playoff series. Major League Baseball last night, well, the Kansas City Royals on Tuesday night lost 13-2. Last night, they came out and beat the Tigers 13-2.
Even Steven.
So the Royals, on their road trip, they took 2 out of 3 at Minnesota. They took 2 out of 3 in Detroit. They're only 2.5 games behind for a playoff spot with 24 games to go in the regular season. And guess who they're 2.5 games behind?
Somebody good.
The Minnesota Twins.
Ah, the Twins.
And that's who they play the next 4 games in Kauffman Stadium.
Here's a chance.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Golden opportunity for the Royals if they want to make something happen here as they are 2.5 games behind the Twins. Royals-Twins tonight. Start of that big 4-game series. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 for the Royals, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Chiefs football tonight.
Yep.
Season opener right here on KNSS Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. And Todd's going to take a shot at the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.